chin up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another.
I love Weird Al. Think you're pure in heart. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday, yeah. This is interesting. Two different people from the 630 area code requested Weird Al Yankovic Amish Paradise. Something in the water in that area code this morning? All right, so we'll get another Weird Al song before the show is over on Two for Tuesday. And it's also National Teachers Day. So if you want to get a shout-out to your teachers, do that today. It's a time to remember how cool they were and what they did for you. 224 area code says, hi, Nick. I'd love if you'd give a shout-out to my amazing theater teachers at Stevenson High School, Joel Johnson, Cindy Burrows, and Melissa Jacobs. They took a shy, insecure teenager and taught me to love theater and also myself. All right, Stevenson High School, Joel Johnson, Cindy Burrows, and Melissa Jacobs. Giving you a shout-out on National Teachers Day. 815 area code says, the teacher that taught math with card games is now the overnight blackjack dealer at the Elgin Casino. That's fantastic.
No.
That's fantastic.
They can't. No.
Hey, she deserves to go out and deal some blackjack after teaching kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally what she wants to do.
Exactly. I wonder if she ever gets people coming in there and going, I'm counting cards. Because, you know, she would know. Because she's a mathematician.
Math. I see.
See?
Hmm.
All right. Hey, Esmeralda, look! Look who it is!
Oh.
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
How are you there?
I'm well. How about you two?
You know, oh, yeah.
The weather wasn't too bad for you?
Nah, you know, made it through. Jets, coming through a lot of rain here to visit you guys.
I realize that. And this is your 815th retirement.
Yes.
Wow.
Back from retirement. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Jeff Foxworthy says so, by the way.
Oh, boy.
You know, since it's National Teacher Day.
You know. Okay. Smarter than a, is it fifth grader?
Yes, yeah. Fifth grader.
Fifth, right. Okay, fifth grader. All right, tell him I enjoy his mustache.
I will do that.
And that I've got a TV on top of a broken TV, so that makes me, maybe I'm a redneck.
I just saw him in a commercial for something.
Well, I just saw him in the break room.
Did you? Oh, did he tell you that whole TV thing while he was?
No.
No? Okay.
He wasn't doing a stand-up routine
just
in the break room.
By himself. He's just standing there going, if you've got a broken TV and a working TV on top of it, you might be a redneck.
Thanks, Jeff Foxworthy.
That's right.
I'll make a note.
Were you thinking of the Golden Corral commercials?
Oh, the Golden Corral commercials, yeah. Those are good. All right.
We had dinner there last night.
Is it on the house?
He's not going to pay. They're not going to pay. Jeff Foxworthy's never going to pay again at the Golden Corral.
You know what he does? He pays in Foxworthy bucks. His own money.
His own money. And it's got each bill has a mustache on it. All right. Can we start the thing with the thing on top of it? The thing? This, of course, is the board game that we have adapted to the radio here, and each card that we get that Skip reads to us, there are questions on it. Each one is about a specific song slash video, about the video itself, and then about pop culture stuff related to it. So, shall we begin?
We shall.
All right, and the cats are getting ready for a little bit later on when Esmeralda sings. So, all right.
Instead, we start with you.
Yeah.
May we please have a line or two from Tom Petty's Free Falling?
I think I just know the chorus. Wait, that's the one where she was alive, coming from Chicago.
Sounds like at least three Tom Petty songs.
She was blinking, running down the street. Cause I'm free falling. Yeah, I'm free. Free falling. All right.
Spectacular.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Esmeralda. In the video, Tom is singing suspended above what backyard item common in L.A.? Tom is singing suspended above what backyard item common in L.A.?
Pool?
That is correct.
Okay. Mm.
All right. I don't remember this video, really. I don't.
I do.
I don't remember the video. I know the song. I just don't remember the video. What happens in it?
I don't believe there are any more video questions.
Oh.
I'm still not going to tell you what's in the video.
Well, apparently he's suspended over a pool at one point. So, all right.
Tom recorded the song Stop Dragging My Heart Around with what singer?
Stevie Nicks.
That is correct.
That song rules.
Esmeralda. What title character in a 1996 movie sings this song while driving?
The Free Fallin' song?
He sings Free Fallin'.
Oh, okay.
God, the first thing that came into my mind was American Girl's Silence of the Lambs, but that's not the same song.
No.
That's my favorite part of Silence of the Lambs. The only part that
the
doesn't
only
make...
part you
See,
like?
The only part in the movie I like, honest to God. Is
what?
Hers.
What year?
1996.
Like, that's going to help.
So the title character of this movie. So the movie.
Yeah, no clue.
Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while.
It's a great movie.
Sure.
It is. All right. Hi, Skip.
Hey.
All right.
We flip sides here.
Oh, we're flipping on the flip.
Flippy for real.
Flipping with Skip.
Skip Skippington Skipperson. All right.
How did you find out my middle name?
That's all right.
Oh.
I Googled it.
What's the score?
It's 2-1. I'm ahead. 2-1, Skipley.
All right. First question, multiple choice. What type of sandwich was Elvis crazy about? A, egg, peanut butter, and bacon. B, bacon and avocado.
Oh, God.
C, fried peanut butter and banana. D, grilled ham and cheese with sardines.
Okay, let me explain something to you. There is no way in the world that Elvis would have ever eaten guacamole. I can tell you that right now. Because... avocados are too good for you. So
wait, wasn't he from Texas?
No. Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tupelo, Mississippi, and spent most of his life in Memphis. That's where Graceland is, Memphis.
All right, Jesus.
You gotta go to Graceland. It's one of the greatest places on the planet. It's fried peanut butter and banana. Skip.
Yeah, that's correct.
What happened there? Did you don't?
I apologize. I thought you were going to tell your Graceland story.
No.
Esmeralda, another multiple choice to you. In diving to pike, P-I-K-E, in diving, when you pike, it means to A, straighten out, B, fold up, C, spin, D, do a belly flop.
Straighten out.
That is incorrect.
Spin, isn't it?
Fold up.
That's what it is?
Yes.
Oh, it should be belly flop, because, you know, I remember the Olympics, the belly flop competition. Quite extraordinary.
Yeah.
I'd get a gold medal in belly flop, as fat as I'm getting. All right, we have to break here. Skip, it's 3-1 me.
Yes.
So I'm ahead here. Okay. All right. And by the way, the cats are gathering up. And I don't know. I haven't seen Dave in the sports office yet with his cape and his hat and the cats that surround him. But they're getting ready to react to Esmeralda's singing. This is really one of my favorite Weird Al songs of all time.
It's very apropos.
Yeah.
Considering we're talking about video games.
Yeah. I love this. And two separate people from the 630 area code again requested Weird Al, White and Nerdy, and
wow.
and Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
Weird Al on 2 for Tuesday. All right. Let's. Oh, Esmeralda, look who's back from his 898th retirement.
Oh, good.
It's Skip Skipley. Hi, Skip.
Hey, guys.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I was trying to get some of those Foxworthy bucks off of him.
He's real stingy with them.
Apparently.
All right, we are back. We still have, a couple more questions on this card?
Correct.
All right, and this card is about Free Fallin' by Tom Petty. And I am in the lead 3-1. And it is Esmeralda's question?
That is correct.
All right, let us get back to the skips.
I'm sorry, no, it's you.
What?
The pike question.
Oh, the pike. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, me. All right.
What is the full name of the New York Knicks basketball team?
The New York Knickerbockers.
That is correct.
Oh, my God. Did you not know that, Esmeralda?
No. Okay. Would it be like Stanley New York Knicks? No, I don't know.
I am never going to see them the same way. Who do the Bulls play tonight? The Stanley New York Knicks.
The Stanley New York Knicks.
It's like, what do you mean your whole name?
Well, it's like the Mets is also the same thing.
What are they?
The Metropolitans.
Oh.
It's New York, man. Don't worry about it. all right, what's the next one?
Multiple
there?
Choice here for you, Esmeralda. What song does Tom Cruise do his risky business underwear dance to?
Come on.
A, Rock and Roll All Night. B, Old Time Rock and Roll. C, Kathmandu. Or D, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
B.
Old Time Rock and Roll is correct.
Yes. Kathmandu. That's ridiculous. It is a Bob Seger song, but it's not the right one. Right.
I once saw a license plate that said Kathmandu.
Okay.
I saw it recently, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, he's in the wrong city. But,
might have been spelled C-A-T.
Oh, because he's a cat man, see? And he has cats at home.
So. Might have been Dave Ennett.
Yeah. speaking of cats, nice segue, right?
Bravo.
It's time for Esmeralda's card here, and she's going to have to sing. Oh, and all the cats are ready. Dave is psychically linked up to all the cats on Michigan Avenue. He's got his cape on. He's ready to go. He's got his thumb. He just gave me a thumbs up. So he's ready. And so, Esmeralda, here we go, Skipley.
Yes. Please provide us a line or two from Los Del Rio's Macarena.
Ah, oh, come on. Wait, I'm trying to... Okay. Okay. Dale tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Cosa buena. Alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Hi. See, I know the Spanish words.
I would have never been able to do that.
I forget the part because then there's the girl that sings.
Yeah, she comes in. I honestly.
Her name is Macarena.
I don't think I've ever heard that song in its entirety. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
That's interesting because the next one is to. The next thing is to ask you to perform the Macarena.
Oh! come on.
I don't. Is it.
You
like,
lived
it's,
that.
It's this,
time.
This. Is it this? Hand out. This, 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 this. This.
It's not in that order, but I'll give it to you. I didn't expect that much from it, to be honest
with you. Close.
I just knew there were a lot of arm movements. Yeah. And...
Well, there's the one you just go like this, the arms out.
Right.
And then you put your hands on it. It's a very simple
hands
flight.
On your hips.
And then someone decided to make it all crazy and throw in more stuff.
So I got it then?
We'll give it to you.
All right. By the way, I just wanted to remind everybody that when I first got married to my first wife, we got married in 1996, and we told the DJ that if he played the Macarena, we'd smash a bottle over his head.
But that was not good, but Funky Chicken.
No, not Funky Chicken.
Oh, wait, the Chicken Dance.
That's right.
That one's okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely. And that Macarena was so big when we got married. It was massive, and it was being played at every wedding. And I warned him ahead of time. I'm like, you are not playing the Macarena.
Yeah, I went to Cancun around that time as a kid. And I bought a mixtape.
A mixtape of Macarena songs.
Yeah. Just remixes.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. We got to move here, I think.
Yes. Who is the Yaz singer sampled in this song? Think back to your Macarena mixtape and see if you remember the name of the Yaz singer who sampled the song.
Who sampled it?
Yeah. Who is sampled in the song?
Sampled on it.
Oh, who sampled? Oh, I have no. Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Alison Moyet.
Alison Moyet. Yes.
How do you know that?
Yes, what? It's an 80s band. Of course.
I see.
She was sampled on. Yeah, she was the lead singer in Yes.
There you go. Okay. True or false, Macarena means out of control in Spanish.
False.
That is correct. It means vain.
Okay, what's next?
Esmeralda, what does CHUD, CHUD, stand for?
What?
Wait a minute.
Come
why?
On.
Hold on a second. Why is that on the.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
Is it multiple choice?
Nope.
It's those monsters.
You can't. I mean, how do you? How would? What is?
God.
I can tell you if you want.
No, I don't know.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
I knew it was those monsters.
And that's when the Chud came to get me.
What is
Did
that?
You, I don't know.
That's from The Simpsons, the New York episode.
No, I know, but I'm just, yeah. Chud.
We have to figure out why a question about the movie Chud is on the Macarena.
Yeah.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. Yep. Cannibalistic humanoid underground
wow,
dwellers.
All right.
Okay. What type of pasta has the same name as a body part?
Elbow.
That is correct. Esmeralda, who is responsible for the achy breaky heart?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
That is correct.
Okay.
Carly Simons, You're So Vain was written specifically for what actor?
Warren Beatty.
That is correct.
I killed you, Esmeralda. I'm sorry. It was 8-4.
If only I knew what Chud was.
You'll know now, cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got a break. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
All right, we got a break. News is next.